877-500-5266, or heading on over to kboo.fm if you're feeling antisocial and don't want to talk to anybody, but want to give us money because we love you for that.
And if you're feeling extra social, come on down, 20 East Burnside.
Southeast
20 8th. East 8th. Southeast 8th, right off Burnside. You'll find it. You'll see us. You'll see a bunch of cool people sitting outside. And
not to mention, we have this absolutely wonderful facade on the building that's been painted like the top of our webpage. It's really lovely.
Exactly. Come on down. Meet us. You can donate. You can walk out of here with a KBOO shirt or one of the other gifts. You can walk right out. You sign up. You can see all the classes available.
We won't hold you prisoner here either.
You can come and go as you please. The door opens and closes. So come on down or give us a call. 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm. Thank you.
One woman is dead and nearly 600 homes destroyed after a wildfire ravaged the tiny community of Middleton, California, earlier this week. More than 20,000 people remain displaced, many in a refugee camp in nearby Calistoga. The fire tested the limits of the government's emergency response system and in some instances breached them. One resident says she called 911 to ask for advice after seeing helicopters dropping fire retardant near her home and was told to leave. Another says she didn't leave until a friend who works as an EMT sent her a Facebook message telling her to get out. Cal Fire uses a service called Nexile, which allows government agencies to contact residents via text message and email. Middletown residents say they didn't receive alert messages until 3 hours after they had to evacuate of their own accord. Middletown is a census-designated place with a population of about 1,300, located about 100 miles north of Oakland. The fire that destroyed it continues to burn and is about 30% contained, officials say.
Over 400 consumers have become sick after eating cucumbers that contain salmonella. The cucumbers were sold in several states, including here in Oregon. While the suspected cucumbers are off of store shelves, distributors urge anyone that may have purchased them to discard the cucumbers. The tainted product was sold in boxes labeled with limited edition brand and are about 10 inches in length. Two deaths have been reported from the outbreak, one in California and one in Texas. Over half of the reported cases involved children, and sickness may have started as early as July.
In most of Oregon, pot dispensaries will be selling marijuana legally for the first time, starting in just a few weeks. But city councilors in the state's fourth largest city are harshing the buzz. Gresham City Council voted 4-3 to delay legal pot sales through dispensaries until the OLCC has released new rules it's said to be developing for such businesses. Those are not expected until sometime next year. The four who proposed the delay were spearheaded by Council President Jerry Hinton, who said early unregulated sales were, quote, like putting a square peg in a round hole, end quote. He also said that it, quote, helps destroy lives. Those who opposed the delay included Mayor Shane Bemis and Councilwoman Lori Stegman, who expressed safety concerns. She said, quote, my fear is if we don't follow through on the will of the voters, we will have people driving to Portland, to Beaverton, and sometimes these folks may or may not wait before they start to use that product, unquote.
A recent study from Portland State University has sparked a debate across the internet and even into political policy. The report measured the levels of harmful carcinogens emitted by electronic cigarettes. The report found that when vape pens are used at an average voltage rating, no harmful carcinogens were detected. But when researchers increased the voltage of the devices, detectable levels of formaldehyde were detected. Critics of the report are quick to point out that running the device at that level creates an unpleasant experience and that this high temperature would never be used by a consumer. Gregory Conley is the head of the Oregon Vaping Association.
If you hook up an e-cigarette to a machine and you ramp the voltage up and you just keep holding the button for 5 seconds, yes, you're going to produce harmful levels of chemicals. But those harmful levels of chemicals would never end up emitted into the air in the common world because it's such a harsh, burnt taste that no one would take more than one puff off of that, because it's so unpleasant.
Whether or not your average vape pen is releasing these toxic chemicals is up to debate, but it brings a larger question about the unregulated nature of the market. Most vaping liquids contain glycerin, which is what causes the vapor effect, and nicotine. Beyond those main ingredients, virtually anything could be in the exotic flavors that have flooded the market. Most people inherently believe that smoking vape cigarettes is healthier than traditional cigarettes, and this may be true, with the exception that there is no safeguard on what's in the vape liquid. This means it could simply be a matter of time before a bad mixture starts making people sick. In some communities, it's not what the manufacturers are adding to the liquid that is causing problems, but what the users themselves are adding to their vaping liquid. Across the country, there have been reports of users mixing street drugs with their vaping liquid, making people more willing to do drugs in public. To further complicate the issue, states with legal marijuana have begun selling commercial-ready hash cartridges that are pre-filled, disposable, and hard to distinguish from standard vape cartridges. In addition, users of high-powered battery modifications have the ability to adjust the voltage of their device, leading to over 100 cases of e-cigarettes exploding or catching on fire.
One Washington teacher strike ended today, just as another was set to begin. In Seattle, where school has not yet started due to an ongoing strike, teachers and school board members agreed to a substantial raise, among other things. The teachers' union in Seattle has seen widespread support from the community, including a rally Tuesday night featuring hundreds of parents and students. Meanwhile, closer to home, Kelso teachers were set to strike this morning after failing to come to an agreement with the Kelso School District after hours of negotiation. Kelso teachers say that they're not paid as well as colleagues in nearby districts such as Longview. The Kelso School District says it has offered a package that would raise teachers' pay commensurate with surrounding districts. Negotiations were set to resume this morning.
You're listening to our hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Joseph Jordan and Joe Aaron. The producer is Galen Sanford. You can find more national and international stories at their website, fsrn.org. Our engineer is Ian Westmoreland. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jenka Soderberg. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Philomath, on translator K282BH at 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on translator K220HR. I'm Brian Pritchett.
And I'm Aaron J. Bernard. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO. At 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Joanne Hardesty hosts Voices from the Edge, progressive talk radio from a grassroots perspective. At 9, it's Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. At 9:30 on Fight the Empire, host Per Fagerang speaks with Emmanuel Saccarelli, author of Imperialism Past and Present. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, on a special 1 hour between the covers, host Ken Jones talks with William T. Volman about his latest work, The Dying Grass, a novel of the Nez Perce War. Coming up next is Occupy Portland Radio. But first, we're going to go back once more to Bill and Seth to talk about supporting people-powered community radio, the only 100% volunteer-hosted station in Oregon.
And hello, I am Bill. I am not Seth. And Seth is not me, as a matter of fact. But we both agree that the best thing that you can do right now is call 877-500-5266 and donate. Become a member, raise your membership. Say you're you've been contributing $10 a month. And if you have, we love you. And you decide that you got a raise this year and you can afford to give, say, $12 a month. So throw in that extra. It's really easy. You just give us a call, 877-500-5266. And the operator who answers the phone will help you do that. And then, of course, we get more money, and you get the gratification of knowing that you are helping a very important resource do the job that you want us to do. because KBOO is a community. It's all of us working together. And we do that in so many ways. We're doing it with the news right now. So I wanted to remind you of our 4-gig KBOO flash drive filled with lots and lots of interesting stuff, stories that you probably heard only here because we broke them. For instance, we have a series that goes on here in town called Race Talks. And we recorded one, The Resurgence of Hate Crimes in America, Charleston and Beyond, featuring Randy Blazak and Carlos Covarrubias, more or less. And these are the kind of things that you can't get anywhere else. And as Seth mentioned earlier, there are several others. I think he mentioned Paul Robeson from 1957, W.E.B. Du Bois,
Daniel Berrigan,
John Trudell,
Dick Gregory,
the American Indian Movement, Vandana Shiva. These are all folks who you're going to hear at KBOO and almost nowhere else. And it all starts with
877-500-5266. You go to your phone and dial that number and talk to one of our very attractive phone answerers. Or you can come in, and you can come into 20 Southeast 8th, which is right off Burnside, and join us here. You can go online. If you're antisocial, you don't want to talk to anybody, kboo.fm. Click on the tip jar. We make it as easy as possible for you. We take monthly donations. We actually enjoy that. It helps keep us running. We know how much we can depend on. It's easy for you. You give us the credit card or your bank account, $5 a month. As Bill says, an hourly wage per month. So, you know, if you're a minimum wage worker, you give us 9 1/4. That's great. 9 1/4 a month, that's about $115 a year. We love it. You get a gift. It's not costing you too much. A price of a cup of Starbucks coffee. Everything helps. And if you're a lawyer, we like the $500 donation. We'll give you 2 slices of pizza.
Right. Or, you know, if you just happen to have a lot of extra cash lying around just gathering dust or interest, why don't you grab $500 and donate that to KBOO? Because we would like it. It will be a huge help, obviously. And we know you're out there. There are people who listen to us who have money. At least so rumor has it. So why not make it you? 877-500-5266. Also known as 877-500-KBOO. Or online, kboo.fm. Click on the tip jar at the upper right corner and it will walk you through it quite easily. Come on into 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, just off the 12, the 19, and the 20 bus lines, a half a block from Burnside.
We even have a bike rack outside. Bike down and lock it up and come on in.
It is so wonderful here.
Take a tour of the station.
We have food, we have coffee, we have good people, we have a dedication to excellence.
This is your radio station. This is community radio. You are part of our community. If you live in Portland or if you listen to us online, we are a worldwide community of a certain kind of people that like activism. We like certain things. We like lots of different eclectic music. We like thought behind our radio, not machines that play the same old hits that are put out by corporate radio. We are an independent, community-minded radio station, 877-500-5266. We depend upon the community like you depend upon us. You depend upon us to give you good, independent radio. We depend upon you for funds to keep us running. Our advertisers don't. We don't have advertisers.
Ooh, that's right.
The government doesn't help us. We are dependent on you. You love KBOO. We love being here. We love doing this for you. 877-500-5266.
Now, one of the other things that makes us special is an incredible diversity of music. We have music from countries all over the world, from cultures all over the world.
Even country music from America.
Yes.
Speaking of countries.
That country. I've heard of that country. It's a big country somewhere. Yes. And, you know, all of this is available at 90.7 FM or kboo.fm on the internet. And, you know, you can just click there, come over. whatever, and listen to this incredible variety of music.
Yep.
And it all starts by you supporting us by calling 877-500-5266. Say to the person who answers the phone, I really love you and want to give money. Or some other nice thing like that.
And we have some gifts too. You want to?
Yeah.
Which one haven't we mentioned lately?
Oh, well, okay. Let's talk about the
new DVD. Yep.
It's a $75 pledge, Ta-Nehisi Coates. It was an interview, a broadcast on Democracy Now! So he was talking with Amy Goodman.
And Juan Gonzalez.
And you can hear, this is a brilliant thinker, an excellent writer, and he's talking about important stuff. So this is available to you for $6.25 a month. 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM. Click on the tip jar. Walk into 20 Southeast 8th Avenue.
Show the love. We love you. Indeed. You love us. Let's share the love.
Okay.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock. Up next is Occupy Portland Radio. Tonight we feature a recording from last night's State of Emergency for Renters in the Portland area. That was put together by the Portland, the Community Alliance of Tenants here in Portland. So stay tuned. It's going to be a wonderful show. And be sure to call that phone number to support KBOO, 877-500-5266.
KBOO Radio is one of the pillars of community radio. I think that a lot of people in Portland sometimes almost take it for granted, but I have the privilege of traveling around the country, and I can tell you that KBOO is one of the signature community radio stations. It is an institution amongst community radio, so it needs your support.